McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. The scripture reading comes from the book of Philemon, chapter 1, verses 1 through 21, and reads as follows from the NIV. Hear the word of God. Paul, a prisoner of Christ, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker, to Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meets in your home. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers, because I hear about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints. I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith, so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement, because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints. Therefore, although in Christ, I could be bold and order you to do what you ought to do, yet I appeal to you on the basis of love. I then, as Paul, an old man, and now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus, I appeal to you for my son, Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains. Formerly, he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. I am sending him, who is my very heart, back to you. I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I am in chains for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that any favor you do will be spontaneous and not forced. Perhaps the reason he was sent from you for a little while was that you might have him back for good, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. He is very dear to me, but even dearer to you, both as a man and as a brother in the Lord. So if you consider me a partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he has done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will pay it back, not to mention that you owe me your very self. I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I ask. The word of God for the people of God. Now we will listen to a Bible story of Philemon and Onesimus by A Light of Truth.
Hello, boys and girls. Today's story is about Philemon. This map shows us Paul's journey to Rome. He actually was shipwrecked on the island of Malta in the middle of the Great Sea called the Mediterranean Sea. And they got another boat up to Italy. 3 days after we got to Rome, Paul writes, they called together the Jewish leaders and said, "My friends, I have never done anything to hurt our people, and I have not gone against the customs of our ancestors. But in Jerusalem, I was handed over as a prisoner to the Romans. They looked into the charges against me and wanted to release me. The Jewish leaders disagreed, so I asked to be tried by the emperor." Paul said, "You may be sure that God wants to save the Gentiles, and they will listen." For 2 years, Paul stayed in a rented house and welcomed everyone who came to see him. The centurion made sure that he stayed there. He bravely preached about God's kingdom and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ. And no one tried to stop him. One of those visitors was a runaway slave called Onesimus. Paul told Onesimus about Jesus and his power to forgive our sins and mistakes. Onesimus believed and asked Jesus to forgive him his sins and mistakes. He helped Paul by going to the markets where he bought food for Paul and his friends. See, Paul wasn't allowed to leave the house. One day, Onesimus told Paul he had run away from his owner, Philemon. Paul said he had told Philemon about Jesus, and he was now a Christian. He offered to write to Philemon and asked him to forgive Onesimus his mistake. The fate of a runaway slave was often death, so this took courage for Onesimus. Paul wrote to Philemon, "From Paul, who is in jail for serving Jesus Christ, and from Timothy, who is like a brother because of our faith. Philemon, you worked with us, and you are very dear to us. My friend, your love has made me happy and has greatly encouraged me. It has also cheered the hearts of God's people. I beg you to help Onesimus. He's like a son to me because I led him to Christ here in jail. Before this, he was useless to you, but now he is useful both to you and to me. Sending Onesimus back to you makes me very sad. Perhaps Onesimus was taken from you for a little while so that you could have him back for good, but not as a slave. Onesimus is much more than a slave. To me, he is a dear friend. But to you, he is even more, both as a person and as a follower of the Lord. If you consider me a friend because of Christ, then welcome Onesimus as you would welcome me. My dear friend and follower of Christ our Lord, please cheer me up by doing this for me. I am sure you will do all I've asked and more." Paul asked Onesimus to deliver the letter to Philemon. He read it and forgave Onesimus. Wasn't that good of him? Paul finished his letter to Philemon with these words, "I pray that the Lord Jesus will be kind to you. We need to be kind to each other and forgive ourselves and others of our mistakes." We can change, just like Onesimus did. God bless you, boys and girls.
The scripture has been read in your hearing. The word of the Lord is sanctified. The message is entitled Church Leader Philemon and Onesimus. Church Leader Philemon and Onesimus. Praying, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted by you, O Lord. You are my strength and my redeemer. Amen. The New Testament book Philemon is a letter to Philemon and was written by Apostle Paul and Timothy. Philemon was a leader in the Colossian church. Paul's aim was to convince Philemon with this letter to forgive his runaway slave, Onesimus, and accept him as a brother in the Christian faith. According to Philemon's history, he wasn't only a leader in the Colossian church, but a wealthy member of the church by distinction. You see, slavery was very common in the Roman Empire, and it was evident that some Christians owned slaves. However, it is not evident that Paul condemned slavery, but it is quite clear that Paul boldly called the slave Onesimus Philemon's brother in Christ. Lifting up verses 15 and 16. Perhaps the reason he was separated from you for a little while was that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. He is very dear to me and even dearer to you, both as a fellow man and a brother in the Lord. Yes, slavery was quite widespread in the entire Roman Empire. Christians did not have the wherewithal, the money, the resource persons, or political power to change the slavery structure or system. We don't know why Onesimus ran away from Philemon's house in Colossae, but it stands to reason that there was something amiss that caused him to become a runaway slave. Paul neither condemned nor condoned slavery, but he did work to transform relationships. He used the gospel to bring about change in social structures by first changing the people within those structures. Perhaps relevant today are detention centers and prisons and the like, to name a few. There need to be some changes brought about in the social structure by which the people within those structures undergo a spiritual change or a spiritual transformation, if you will. As time and God would have it, Paul and Onesimus decided that it was time for the runaway slave to return home. Paul put pen to paper and wrote a letter to his friend Philemon that Onesimus would now serve his master absolutely and wholeheartedly. Even though it was customary that an eloping runaway slave would undergo harsh and brutal punishment, Paul challenged Philemon to think of Onesimus as a brother in Christ rather than a slave. Paul took full and complete responsibility for any debt that Philemon might require of Onesimus. There, in the Bible, we have read or heard the preacher preach about fugitives in one aspect or another. Adam and Eve tried to hide from God when they discovered that they were naked because they had eaten the forbidden fruit. We all may remember Jacob's escape from his brothers. Now, why did you think Jonah got swallowed by a big fish? Well, Onesimus had to return to his master, but he was returning as a new person in Christ. He was returning to his former life, you see, slavery. But in his new life, as a born-again Christian or a born-again believer in Christ, God has a way of returning us back to the place that we tried to escape from. Onesimus was no longer just a slave. He was a brother. He and Philemon were members of God's family. They were equal in Christ. Their relationship was undoubtedly far better than it was previously. So it is with us today. The rich, the poor, the uneducated, the educated, the haves and the have-nots are all equals in Christ. God is in the business of forgiveness. He's in the business of reconciliation. He definitely is in the business of restoration. If you want to be a part of God's family, you can do that right now. Just open your heart and invite the Lord Jesus Christ in. Praying, dear Heavenly Father, you are a God of grace and mercy. Forgive us for our lack of understanding when it comes to your love and compassion. Thank you for your forgiveness. We are thankful for our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We pray for the lost, O God, and for those who think that they are fugitives and can run and hide and escape from you. We pray, O Lord, for their salvation. These and all blessings we ask in the name of our brother, Yahshua Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. The closing song is entitled Every Praise by Hezekiah Walker.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
It's
who
I got. Take it up and praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah. To our God. Glory hallelujah. It's to our God. Every praise is to our God.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service. So check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends, and we have our well sought after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund LLLP. Go to blackstarfundllp.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online, or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.